If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
What the heck is going on with all these promotional popcorn buckets? The giant shorts that all of Gen Z is wearing now, and whatever the heck Hyrox is? I'm comedian and certified hater Matt Belisai, and these are the types of questions I'm demanding answers to on my podcast, What the Heck with Matt Belisai. Listen or watch every Thursday as I rant about all the internet trends, pop culture stories, and personal mayhem that makes me scream, What the Heck? Follow What the Heck with Matt Belisai wherever you get your podcasts.
Yay! 98.9 The Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy. How you doing? It's Wednesday already. I'm Scott Spaziano. There's Sandy Middlechild Waters. What's up, Middlechild?
I'm barely hanging on today, people.
Poor girl.
So barely hanging on.
It's all right.
This is not good.
It's the curse of this shingles shot. Is that what you said?
Listen, I don't want to say that out loud because it makes you feel old and sound old.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. But people, I had my single shots. And when I asked the doctor yesterday, I'm like, is this the one that makes you really sick or like flu-like symptoms? She's like, no.
No, you'll be fine. Yeah, we're fine.
Oh my God, I didn't sleep at all last night.
Oh, really?
Oh, I did. You know what I was thinking about last night? I don't even know why. I'm like, Michael Jackson's childhood is all I was thinking about last night. And I'm like, and you can't sleep when you know, it's a heartbreaking childhood story. And I'm like, go to sleep. Who cares? He's dead. It's like, we're beyond that.
Who cares? He's dead. It was just a movie.
You gotta wake up, girl.
Went to see the Michael Jackson movie, right?
I went to see the movie, yes.
Yeah,
I thought it was great.
It maybe,
but also last night, you know, my husband works in radio too, mm-hmm. Mike Danger, obviously, and he brings home new music for the girls to listen to sometimes. So we were playing Paris Jackson's new song. So maybe that's why it got stuck in my head, the whole Jackson family. I don't know.
How's the song?
It feels very Avril Lavigne-like.
Oh,
no
okay.
doubt Avril Lavigne 90s
kind
pop
of vibe.
Rock.
Yeah, kind of vibe. That's
which is, I think, what we need is the pop rock, like happy. We need something happy.
So like that song we just played.
Yes, you'll get happy here on The Buzz.
Yeah.
But, and I am just, I feel nauseous. I don't know if I'm really sick or if it's the shingles.
Maybe you're pregnant.
Could you imagine? Oh, this would be good.
A lot of women get pregnant at 5-0.
No, they don't. Don't say a lot of women.
Oh, God. All right.
So,
well,
my apologies today.
I'll treat you kindly today. How's that, sir?
Yeah, we're going to be very mellow today.
Well, I'll pick up the slack. We got gradual clearing of sunshine. Had a nice sunrise this morning. We're going to be 77 degrees. It was beautiful yesterday. It's going to be beautiful today. All right. Oh, and this morning, we're going to give you a chance to get on a TV show filmed here in Rochester. How cool is
yes.
that? Yeah.
Yes.
Cool
they're that? Looking for specifically the Buzz fam.
Yeah. You don't have to
be in on this.
Yeah. You don't have to be a good actor with us.
No.
Yeah.
And today is Wednesday. So that means it's 30-second pitch day.
That's right. Hang on.
Pitch your idea.
98.9 The Buzz.
Hey, how are you doing? It's 98.9 The Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy. It's Wednesday morning. Scott Spaziano, Sandy Waters. And are you a burned out Gen Z or millennial right now? Think about it. So many people are feeling burned out these days. There's a new thing that the Gen Zers are taking that are doing right now. You know what that is? They're taking mini retirements.
I did see this.
Did you see this?
I did see this, and I was like, no, don't you. I almost brought it up to my kids because my kids are Gen Zers.
Right.
I almost brought it up to the kids last night, and I was like, no, I don't want to even give them hints. If they've never heard of it, I don't want to even entertain this idea. This is the most ridiculous, stupid thing ever.
Like 20s, right? Like 20s to 30s or Gen Zers, millennials, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, 25s, yeah. Oh, my God. I couldn't believe this.
They're just stopping work. It's getting too stressful, so they say, listen, we're going to take it, what do they call it, adult gap year or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they move back in with their parents.
You know, once they finally leave their parents' houses and they got that steady job, then they're like, "Nah, I'm done. I'm moving back in."
Or they just retire because they don't have any responsibility. And if you're smart with your money, then maybe you do have a little nest egg already built up. But
for the rest of your life, to live the rest of your life at 25?
No, this is just a mini retirement. This is not a full retirement.
I see.
It's a gap year.
Yeah.
So you take some time off.
Now your daughter did this whole and made her whole being about when she decided the decision day podcast that she does, mm-hmm. deciding to go into the workforce instead of the college. I'm sure she has told you a statistic that kids that don't go to college, like do a gap year before college, what's the rate of actually them following
through? Going to school?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm telling you, I don't think it's high.
Doesn't seem like it'd be high. No, right?
So how about this for talking about retirement? Is this a flex or is this just normal neighborly conversation? My one neighbor was telling me, oh, yeah, I'm probably going to retire soon, by the end of the year. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely by the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember his audience, me, who works and is not going to retire by the end of the year.
Well, how old is he?
No, he's young. He's not retirement age. He's in his 50s.
He's not retirement age. All right.
Okay, so 62, 65, you expect those conversations to, to have with those. So he was like, oh, yeah, my financial advisor told me, man, you have too much money. Retire already.
Oh, that's a flex then. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God, wait, again, know your audience. You're talking to me. I have to work. And he said it a couple times. It's like, yeah, he thinks I'm crazy. I'm still working, so I think I'm going to retire.
Oh, my God.
You know, I'm like, oh, my God.
Everybody I know is retiring around me. I just got a call from full-size candy bar Phil, who's retiring on Friday. His last day is Friday.
Oh, man,
yeah,
Phil.
With a pension. Yeah, man.
No, don't tell your non-retiring friends
older
anything
your non-retiring
about your retirement.
Older friends. You know, I have two teacher friends that are younger than me that are retiring this year.
Yeah, we don't want to hear it. We want to be happy for you, but we hate you. So we can't be happy. Like, I hate the guy. The guy's dead to me. Like, retire and die in my eyes. No, I'm just kidding. But I'm not.
Oh, my God.
I'm so
funny.
Bothered by that. I'm like, who does that? It's like me going on the streets. You got some homeless guy and I'm like, hey, listen, I'm retiring because the advisor says I have so much money.
I'm going to dinner. What are you doing? I'm going to
supper. Yeah, what the hell?
I'm going to eat supper. Have a nice day.
Na-na-na, poo-poo, I'm retiring and not you.
Who says I've got too much money? Like the average.
I don't know. I don't know. And what does that even mean? What's too much money?
Billionaires don't even say that.
I know.
It's a total flex.
Absolutely. So if you are a Gen Z or millennial and you're jumping on this mini retirement bandwagon.
Fuck it up, Buttercup.
Don't be telling us.
Spisano and Sandy. Man. My neighbor's lawn is a giant hayfield. It's 98.9 The Buzz. I thought I was always worried that I'd be that guy.
Hayfield? It's already burnt?
No, it's like, it's got to be a foot and a half tall.
But golden?
Not golden yet, no.
Oh, okay. When you say hayfield, I think it's all burnt.
Oh, no, golden. No. I grew up in the country. Hayfields are mostly green until the end.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
who knew?
How about that?
Yeah.
You learn something new every day about
city
the country.
City mouse. You city mouse. No, and it's like, we were talking, the neighbors came by the other day, talking to my wife, and we're all out in the front yard, and they're like,
and you're talking about them.
And they're like, what's going on with that place? And we're like, ooh, I know.
Oh, no. What's going on with that place? Wait a minute. Don't you know the neighbor? What do you mean that place?
No. He moved in after his mom passed away, and he's not from around here. They live downtown.
Oh, this is the new neighbor in town that's not keeping up.
It's been about 2 years, maybe, if not maybe three, maybe 2 years.
How was last year?
Kind of ruddy also.
So what were you guys doing? Drawing straws to see who would say something?
Well, do you knock on the door and be like, wellness check? It's like, is he alive? We never see him.
No.
Or is he just, he's kind of crunchy granola. He's always wearing tie-dye t-shirts whenever you see him.
And I saw a house in Irondequoit when I was teaching my daughter how to drive. We were driving in and out of neighborhoods in Irondequoit. Cute little neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And this one house was exactly like you just described your neighbor's house. Really? It was so overgrown. It was unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
It was, like, totally overgrown. And I'm thinking, well, you know, the season, it's still early. You know, we've only had a small handful of days to actually get out there. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're busy. But then I saw something in the lawn that caught my eye. And I was like, wait a minute. Lex, pull up closer to that house. Look like a creeper.
Yeah.
I got to see what that line
in
says.
Front of it, please.
It's like a little metal sign that was stuck in the middle of the yard. And it came up maybe a foot, and it said, oh, how was it worded? We're a natural habitat lawn.
Oh, my God.
Now, wait a minute. Does that mean you're never going to cut the grass because you're natural habitat lawn?
What?
Does anyone else have that sign or a neighbor who has it?
Or is that an excuse that a wife goes to Home Depot and buys and jams it in the yard before the husband, because the husband hasn't mowed in 3 weeks?
I don't know, but I don't know if we should get one for your neighbor. Maybe he, maybe because you said he's crunchy granola.
Yeah.
That's what made me think of it.
Do you have to tell your neighbors?
Yes, I think you should.
You know, hey, listen, guys, I'm not going to mow this year. I'm going all natural.
I mean, technically, it's your property. You don't have to run anything by the neighbors. But if you want to tick off the neighbors and be the person that everyone's talking about, go ahead. Don't tell them.
Well, it's funny. It's like, was it yesterday? Wait, don't tell me. Was that the story about the kid in the yard? Or was that the day before?
Oh, no, yes, that's right.
The kid who mowed the neighbor's yard?
Because it was so overgrown and the woman was never home. So I wonder if she wanted to let her yard be that natural habitat. What does that even mean when you mow? Like, the grass is the grass. It's natural habitat no matter what.
I know. Doesn't that bring more bugs and ticks? I'm just thinking, everybody's worried about ticks this year. It's everywhere, right?
Ticks, garden snakes, rats.
Yeah, natural habitat. In more insects, more mice, more whatever.
I feel bad that we've taken over their home, but I'm sorry. Like, I usually don't judge the neighbors. Do whatever you want. Put the boat in the middle of the driveway and keep it there.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Yeah, but I don't know.
If your lawn is getting so overgrown and you're right next door to me, maybe if it's down the street, well, not my problem.
Right. Yeah.
Right next door neighbor, I think you have to get permission.
This is across the street and down one. So literally within my eye view.
If your next door neighbor asked, hey, listen, here's the thing, we're gonna become a natural habitat lawn, would you say?
Knowing my next door neighbors knowing them.
Oh.
That makes a difference.
It does?
Yeah. Because if I like them, I'll be like, all right, I guess. I'm just going to, I would make a joke saying, well, you're going to make my yard look really nice if you don't mow yours.
And we just talked about all the ticks and insects and rats and snakes that it's going to invite.
I just supposed. I'm not sure if that's true.
It's got to be true.
Anything but ticks would be fine. But then again, I've got woods all around me, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, no, I'm not fine with that.
Nah, you know, especially like everybody on my street is all very, very lawn
meticulous,
sensitive. Yeah, so
sensitive.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll see.
I don't know what I would say. I'd be like, no.
So is it?
I would.
Is it up to the next door? Is it up to if it's your guy next door and this guy isn't doing his thing? Is it your responsibility to knock on his door and be like, hey, what's the deal?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think the compromise is to, like, mow a couple rows into his lawn.
See if he gets all
mad.
You know
what I mean? It gives you a little bit more padding.
Hey, morning, The Buzz. It's Trucker Ray. What's up, bud?
Hey, you can be as wild as you want as my next-door neighbor, but you can also foot the bill when I got to call the exterminator to get rid of all the rodents you've decided to introduce to the neighborhood.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense, right?
Yeah, because I've cleaned up yards, and as soon as you start moving and mowing, you see the mice run, you see the rats run, you see the snakes scatter.
So how do you, is there legally, do you have any right here or no? It's really just you hoped
if you live within village, town, or city limits, there's usually ordinances and they can be fined for having their lawn that long.
Ooh, yeah, gotta check that out.
The countryside.
Yeah.
Once you're in the countryside, then that's more or less not as regulated as much because you're not within jurisdictional limits that they control because in city, villages, and towns, your houses are so close together, you introduce something, it's going to invade other houses.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, bud. Appreciate it. Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. Maybe I'll just look up the go on the
town website. Go see if your neighbor's okay, for crying out loud. Check on him. Don't gossip about his lawn. Sure is okay.
How do you know his name?
Oh, they're fantastic.
I know.
Great so neighbor.
Oh, free falling like the trees this weekend. They've been 98.9 The Buzz. Spaziano and Sandy.
Anybody have any damage after Saturday's storm? So contractor fraud actually consistently ranks among the top five complaints in New York State.
Oh, really? Oh,
great. According to the New York Attorney General.
Oh, God.
Scammers are ready to pounce.
They're licking their chops.
Yep. Immediately after a storm, they come out of the...
out of the hellhole they live in.
Yeah, wherever they are. So there's one thing, one line you need to listen for whenever somebody is saying they can do the job.
Okay. It's got to be tough because, you know, all of a sudden you got a tree across your driveway or, you know, on your house or something, and you jump at it. Like, oh, yeah, I want to get this taken care of. Yeah.
Well, sometimes you have to jump at it. You can't just drag your feet, right? It's a massive issue in the house, it's going to just get worse if you don't.
Yeah, it's a now issue.
And it's sometimes hard to find a good contractor. What's the weirdest thing that actually makes you trust somebody when you're getting your quotes? Because you get three quotes, right? Do we all get three quotes?
Yeah.
Do you get three quotes?
Yeah. No, not all the time, but I have. I you know what does it for me? It does it for me is the, I don't want to say, if they're too polished, then it's like,
too polished, like looking too polished or speaking too polished? Because I like it when they explain things badly, but you can tell they're being honest.
Yeah, and if they talk about their dog.
Oh, the dog gets you.
Yeah. If like my dog is like, she likes to stand up and hug your leg. She's like, I'm a hugger, like that. And, you know, if they greet my dog nicely and they're like, oh, I get your puppy, you could be. And then, oh, yeah, I got one at home. I got a so-and-so at home and my wife, like, you know, that I'm, you sold me. I'm in.
Ah, the dog. Okay. Messages are coming in 98.9 The Buzz. A shoddy rusted van.
Oh, yes.
I do notice a rusted van. I don't know if that would. That won't make, that does the opposite for me. I don't trust you if you have a shoddy rusted van.
No.
Because if you're going to take care, if that's how you value your vehicle, the vehicle that you need to run your business, how are you going to do my project?
Conversely, if they drive up in a $90,000 Dodge Ram, I'm going to be like, no. I would much rather have a beat up old junker and see how his tools are all laid out in there. If they're kind of like, he knows where everything is. You could tell he's a craftsman. He does his thing.
Even though it looks like a mess.
Yeah.
Even though it looks like a mess, he knows where everything is.
Yeah, and you could tell he's done it a million times, so he knows what he's doing. Or she.
Yeah, but I don't know if I like the rusted out van. I can't. I see what you're saying. It's too nice. Then you look like, okay, well, I got to pay for your car payment, right? You're going to jack me because I got to pay for your car payment.
Right.
But too rusted just makes it like, okay, you don't look at the little details in life. You got to like groom yourself. You got to be semi-groomed. Otherwise, I think that you're going to cut corners. Because if you're cutting corners on your grooming habits.
Like our guy, Joe, who's been in the studio with his band, he is a true craftsman, and I can tell. I mean,
but he doesn't drive a beater, does he?
He's got this giant diesel work truck, which is
it's not
a beater, but no,
it's not rusted out.
But
is it?
It looks like he's done lots of jobs with it, which is good.
Uh-huh.
That's good for me.
Okay, so the one line. This is what you have to listen for.
Yeah, all right. What's the one line to? Is it to like run away quick when you hear this line?
Well, this is just be aware. Aware. This is what they're recommending because contractor fraud is now, you know, it's peaking again because we just had that, you know, crazy storm on Saturday. When they say, I have leftover materials from another job and can give you a good deal. That's the one line to get. And then be skeptical of unsolicited calls if they just pop up out of nowhere, texts, emails.
Right.
Even
knocks
people
on the door.
People walking up to you. They don't come find you. You go find them.
Okay, gotcha.
That extra leftover material, you just sound off the scam alert.
Scam! Scam!
Get away from me! You're a scammer!
Scam! Get away!
All right, it's coming up on the top of the hour, 7. A little after 7, how would you like to be on a TV show?
Yeah. Casting agents are looking for people in the Buzz fam.
Yes, and there's a TV show that's going to be produced here in Rochester starting next week through August, and we need Buzz bodies. We'll talk about that, and we'll talk to Sue from Two Sue's Casting coming up.
98.9 The Buzz.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Got a great phone call here on 98.9 The Buzz, Kazam and Sandy. It's 7:05 in The Buzz.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Scott.
Guess what, Sandy? We are so fortunate because you know how we have a huge Buzz fam here, right? Well, mm-hmm. Part of the fringe Buzz fam is my friend Sue, who is with Two Sue's Casting. And there's
hold on, you're the friend. He made you a fringe friend. That's not good. Start that all over again.
No, I'm not a friend. You know what I mean. I've known you for 30 years.
Yeah.
Well, this is awkward.
No, why did you have to? I was just.
It kind of, yeah.
Damn you, Sandra.
Oh, me?
Yeah. I'm just trying to introduce the casting director and location director of a film or a TV show that's being filmed here in Rochester. Give it up for Sue of Two Sue's Casting.
Yay, yay, Sue!
Yay. Oh, thank you, my friends and our Buzz family.
Listen, we were teasing it that the Buzz fam can get in on a TV series that's being filmed here. Is this true? You're letting the Buzz fam in?
Yes.
I am. This is a TV show that's called Abilene. Mm-hmm. We shot the pilot a couple of years ago, and we were picked up for 6 episodes. So we are psyched. All our hard work is coming around, and we get to make this thing. And why wouldn't I need help from my friends here and our Buzz fam? Because, you know, they're the coolest people in town, and that's what I'm looking for.
Well, you know, originally Sue reached out to me. She goes, hey, I got a really weird question. Do you think we could use your studios for one of the scenes of this TV show? Or should we? Oh, of course you can. Video killed the radio star. You got to get in here. So they came down. They brought people from L.A. and Atlanta and all over this place to these TV production people, and they scouted out the station. And it looks 99.9% that they're going to be filming here, too.
Oh, that's just a very, very good possibility there, Scott.
Yeah.
And I appreciate it. It's going to be cool. And we love when we can make local films and use local locations and, you know, kind of highlight them. And then when people watch these movies and shows, they get to see it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. You know, I know that place.
Yeah, well, yeah, like Wagger's so, Apple Farm, right?
Two screaming questions here that I know everybody is thinking. Okay. First, why Rochester? And second, where you said you got picked up. Where are we going to eventually be able to watch this?
Can I say that yet?
I don't know if we can say
okay.
that.
Okay, we can't say
that. We're not supposed to say this. Let's just say it's a streaming network. Uh-huh. It's very similar to like Hallmark. It's very feel-good, family-friendly stuff. Mm-hmm. You're going to be able to see it.
Yeah,
you are. And then eventually it goes off of their streaming network to others, so it'll get out there.
Yeah, we'll get out
exciting.
There.
But so why Rochester?
Yeah.
Well, because the director, who's also the writer, Nick DiBella, is in local. So we like making our projects here, and again, highlighting a lot of our local locations and talent. So this is you know, we've made several films here, and now we've got this TV show. So it's we're keeping as local as we can.
Yeah, Sandy, when they were here the other day, yeah. Nick was one of the people that were touring, and he puts his arm around me. He goes, "I listen to you guys all the time. I love your radio show. I've been listening to you for years."
That's so cool.
I know. So Nick, you're part of the Buzz Fam. Sue, you guys are part of the Buzz Fam. Now, how can the Buzz Fam be a part of you?
Well, we have. If you go to my Facebook page, which also Instagram, which is Two Sues Casting. It's TWOSUES Casting.
Two Sues.
And on that page, you will see a couple different links. There are some roles that are still available. So if there's any actors out there, we might want to consider you. You can tape an audition. But there's another post in there that has extras casting. Mm-hmm. And you can go right through the list by day. Some roles are paid, some are unpaid. Mm-hmm. For instance, we really need the Buzz family to show themselves is we have some concert scenes. We have an amphitheater we need to fill up with people for a concert.
Oh, cool.
I should have said, all of this TV show is about a girl who is an up-and-coming musician, an up-and-coming star.
Uh-huh.
And we show her in all these different venues, bar venues, amphitheaters and stuff. So we need crowds for those scenes.
Wow, cool.
We also have church scenes and things in flashback scenes, all kinds of restaurant scenes, things that we need. We need bodies, and we need our Buzz family to come and help us
and
out.
And you don't need any acting experience, right? You just got to be. Nope. You just need a heartbeat.
That's right. That's right. If you have experience, you know, you might want to go for one of the speaking roles. But for definitely those crowd scenes, we're definitely going to need people. And on that, you'll just see it's a sign up Google form, and all you've got to do is enter your name and your email and check which dates you're available for, and you'll get emails as we need people.
I can't imagine.
We should do, and you can go to that Google form, or you can call into the station, and we'll set it up where we'll all kind of go on the same day. Maybe we all sign up for the same day.
Yeah, we could do that.
So, like, a group of us go at the same time.
That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
That would be fun, especially that amphitheater day. That would be a blast.
Well, you need like 700,000 people for that one, so we got at least 7 listeners.
I hope you have a couple. Maybe they can bring their friends.
Yeah, okay. All right, so what I want you to do is go to YouTube, find Abilene. It's a TV pilot. It's about, 47 minutes long, right? Like an hour show, which is cut up, right? And then take a look at that and see how good it is. And you'll recognize some local places. And now you guys start filming next week. And if you see film crews and giant trucks and things like that, that's them.
Yeah, just don't get in our way and trip over the cords. It becomes dangerous.
Okay. All right, we'll keep in touch, all right?
All right, thank you so much. And thanks to the Buzz family for helping us out.
Thanks for
squeaking
a couple minutes for us. I know you're very busy. Talk to you later. Let's go to Two Sues, T-W-O, Two Sues Casting. Just look for that on Insta or Facebook, and then you can see the sign-up sheets.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
The Court of Public Opinion is now in session. It's Pisano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
Right here on 98.9 The Buzz, Pisano and Sandy.
Don't do it.
It's
very showy. It's very braggadocious. It's no. This is the way to get every single neighbor talking about you behind your back.
We're doing our kitchen over, and it's the biggest renovation I've ever been in my life. We took out the dining room wall, and we're making it into one big room. Because the dining room was just Thanksgiving, Christmas, and then the other rest of the year, Amazon package storage on the top of the dining room table. So we're like, okay, let's make a bigger space. So it's been going on since March. Okay. And I'll be honest with you, it's starting to get a little tedious living out of a bar sink in the basement. And when some of the gals from the neighborhood were walking, and Jill was outside doing some landscaping, which she loves. It's her flowers. And they're like, oh. So I'm like, come on in. You know, they wanted to see it. You could tell. So we went, oh, this is great.
You already did it?
No.
Come on in.
But it's not done yet.
Oh, God.
I want to see our mess. And so then they're leaving, they're like, oh, my God, we got to have a party when it's done. And I'm like, yeah. Jill's like, yeah. And then I'm like, ugh.
And they didn't mean it.
Oh, no.
What do you mean, ew?
I'm like you said, I kind of feel like if you, all right, here, jerk or justified to invite someone over to see your renovations, to have a party
yes.
to see all the work you've done to your place. 818-2899.
One time or another, we're going to do a renovation to the house because you got to keep it updated, right? You got to keep it fresh. So when you do that, whatever renovation, to have a party, like, what are we supposed to bring gifts?
It's not a birthday party.
It's at a housewarming party. Look at my renovation. Look at something I have that you don't party.
Right. And I hate it too. I'm not sure if I want to do this. I mean, if somebody comes over, hey, we're having dinner or something, but not like flyers in the neighborhood. And so to have an official party to show off your renovations. Good morning, The Buzz. Jerk or Justified?
Justified.
Oh, really? Okay.
Absolutely. Not like you have to do the whole block party. You invite a couple of your closest neighbors mm-hmm. who you have a kind of a relationship with. They're the one that suggested it to you, so why not? You should be proud of being able to do that for yourself.
Yeah.
Did they really suggest? I mean, you pretty much opened the door to it where it's like, hey, come look at what I got.
Yeah, but that's different. That's different.
Is it?
Yeah, they're like, oh my God.
I see it the same.
Yeah, no, we got to have a party. Once it's all done, we got to all have a party.
Okay, I said the same thing to you this morning, and I didn't mean it. I said the exact same thing. Are you guys going to have a party? Are you going to have a housewarming party? I was hoping you were going to say no.
Well, it's...
I did not mean it. Do not invite me.
You invite 150 people. You invite a couple of dozen people and a small little intimate little gathering.
Can you go for me? Like, instead of... I'll pass my invitation off to you.
Why not? I'll bring you a nice bottle of wine. We're good.
All right. That's a deal. I love that. But it just seems, I don't know. It just seems like, look what we did. Look how much money we spent.
Yes. Okay.
You know?
So you're on my side.
I am on your side. I was on your side from the beginning.
Then why are we talking about it?
I'm not fighting you. Why are we? They're actually.
That's it. Case closed.
No, they're actually saying that she said it was a good idea. Go for it. All right. The Buzz, good morning. Jerk Justified.
Can you clarify it for us, though?
Yes.
Can you clarify it for us?
Yes.
You don't want this party.
Right. My wife wants
to. I think secretly you kind of do, though, if you invited the neighbors in to see the progress.
It's a disaster. It's not even finished yet. It's like it's not like the finished product.
Okay, so you don't want it.
Right.
The neighbors mentioned it.
Right. My
and
wife's
your wife,
like, yeah.
You think your wife wants it.
Of course
okay.
she does, yeah. Hey, it's Mark. What's up, bud?
Good morning. I got to kind of sort of agree. It's a bit braggadocious.
Mm-hmm.
Your neighbors who suggested it
mm-hmm.
will probably be over anyway and see it when it's done, or you'll speak with them and say it's done, and they'll just drop by to say hi.
Right.
I just think it's more of a female thing.
Yeah.
Because they want to show off what they've done.
Right.
We all have that person in our lives who every time they have a party, whether it's even just for Christmas or Thanksgiving, they change something in the house. There's something to show off.
Mm-hmm.
And your wife is classic with this.
Oh,
she's
God,
got
yes.
to buy new area
oh,
rugs. And
oh, yeah. Come on.
I don't want to say it's an only woman thing because I hate that.
Well,
I hate that so much. It's like, yeah, so good. Make me feel bad about myself because I don't have a big kitchen. That's what it says.
You know,
I want you to feel bad about yourself because you don't have. Look at what I got.
So down the street, this couple bought a house and they gutted the whole thing and renovated it. They were completely underground. Never saw them. Never talked to anybody until they were finished with their renovation. Then they put flyers in everybody's mailbox.
No, they did not.
Saying, open house, meet the neighbors, Steve and somebody or whatever, and everybody went over to their house and introduced themselves and
but
saw
it was kind of like, it was kind of like a welcome to the neighborhood. You guys should have done that for them, not them for themselves.
Well, I guess they fix and flip houses, and this is the one they're living in, so they fixed it all up.
So, thank you
thanks,
very
Mark.
Much.
Thanks for,
my
thank,
pleasure.
Thanks for,
have a good one,
thanks
guys.
For shiving a get. I appreciate you.
You better believe it. Later.
On socials, 98.9 The Buzz, Justified. If you invite people over, though, to see your renovation, don't be shocked when they're looking around and judging a little. That's literally why they are there.
Yeah, yeah.
Free to snoop. That's what you're saying.
Sure. I would feel better if it was like maybe for the first Bills game or something like that. Like, it has to be an event, not for just the renovation, but something else, like Super Bowl or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you can't. Jerk, there's a difference between admiring someone's home and giving them that up and down look, like you're inspecting flaws. Some people make you feel judged in your own house. Yeah, I don't. It just, we're at a hung jury, by the way, great. So 818-2899, call in with your vote, we're casting it. I don't know if this has happened to anyone else where, I know, I get it, you're so excited about your renovation. You love it, you're excited, you want to show everybody, you want to post pictures on Instagram or whatever, but it's just showboating.
When we get invited over, like we've been to people's places when they've redone them. And I never thought a thing about it. I'm like, oh, this is great. It gives us some ideas.
Because the party was to show the renovation, that's the huge...
It was like, hey, I've been to somebody's place. It was like, hey, we just redid our house. Come on over. And then they had like 10 or 12 people.
Is that what you people do on the east side? That's like, that defines keeping up with the Joneses. Wait a second.
Over there, over west side, like, come see my garageo. Come
see like you think you're better. Oh, the garageo, because we appreciate each other's garage. That is a thing. That is a legitimate thing, and we show appreciation and respect.
Are we going to be hung? We're hung.
818-2899, or I do have some messages coming in. But that just shows, like, in today's economy, too, where everybody's talking about, hey, we're tightening our belts, doing this massive renovation.
How about we started this last November? We pulled the trigger on this last November before gas prices went through the roof. It's like, oh, God. All right. Well, last one message, whatever it decides.
All right. Oh, my God.
What?
Justified. I spent thousands of dollars renovating my kitchen. I want people looking around.
I love it.
All right. Good to see you.
Justified.
Justified.
98.9 The Buzz.
I'm still going to feel a little icky, but...
But you're going to do it anyhow because... Part of you wants to show off.
And I can't say no to my wife because I'm afraid of her.
You'll be doing an Instagram live.
No.
All right, let's do live audience Thursday at the Spisano house.
Yeah, well, there'll be room. 7:48 on Spisano and Sandy coming up to 8 o'clock here on The Buzz. And something fun that we love to do on Wednesdays called the 30-second pitch.
Yeah, that's coming up. But after 8 o'clock, who in the office would you donate your kidney to?
Oh, God. Okay.
You have to pick somebody. Okay. Who's that one person in the office who's getting your kidney?
Spisano and Sandy. 27 years of waking you up.
Boyfriend bonfire. That was my actual wedding dress, my real dress, and I'd do it again.
Every Black Friday, Scott would just camp out on the roof of Marketplace Mall for like 57 hours in the cold for the Salvation Army. The guy would not come down.
The morning show you grew up on is now on 98.9 The Buzz.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, okay, how you doing? It's Wednesday morning on 98.9 The Buzz. Zan and Sandy, 8 o'clock hour. Nice day. Sunshiny skies now. We're going to see up to 77 degrees by the end of the day, Sandy Waters. How you hanging in there, girl?
I know.
Are you all right?
I don't want to talk about it because it makes me feel old, and I don't want to feel old, so let's just move on.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Right.
I got my shingles shot yesterday, and
yay,
I was feeling sick this morning.
I'm due. I'm definitely due.
Thanks for bringing it up.
You're welcome.
Who in the office, now you have to pick somebody, you can't say nobody, who in the office would you donate your kidney to?
Derek.
Well, wow, you really didn't take even a second. I've known you longer than anybody.
Oh, yeah, you too. Yeah. You
Hold can have on. The other
one. Keep going. Anyway, no, this is a great story.
Okay, East Rochester Police Sergeant Noah Fast mm-hmm. was born with only one kidney, mm-hmm. and he spent years on the transplant list and was facing the prospect of going on dialysis long term. So he's talking about it in the office, just in passing, and Department Clerk Tammy Elliott overheard him mention, okay, I'm probably going to need dialysis. And she just kind of flippantly, offhandedly just said, hey, you know, if it really gets to that point, let me know. I'd love to donate and see if I would be a candidate.
Wow.
Well, he took her up on that yesterday. They had surgery. Both patients are doing great. Aww. Everything went well. That is the most amazing story ever.
That is selfless to the point of like saintdom. That's amazing.
I
really
wonder
is.
If, now this is beautiful, everything about it is beautiful. I am not raining on this at all. I'm not Debbie mm-hmm. Downing this at all. Mm-hmm. But I wonder if as the words were coming out of her mouth, was she really expecting for it to...
Oh, like, hey, if you ever need if you need something, let me know.
Yeah, it's kind of like, my car broke down. Well, if you need a ride to work, but you really don't mean you're going to drive across town to pick them up to go to work. They'll figure out another way.
Yeah, I don't think so. It sounds like Tammy is probably the coolest, nicest, most giving person ever. You know those kind of people.
Yeah, not probably. She is. She gave her kidney to a coworker.
That's so
which
cool.
I guess defines the brotherhood that they talk about.
Well, also defines job
force.
Security, too. Can't fire me now, dude.
Oh, yeah. You didn't pick the boss. You picked Derek. I'm so mad still. I needed a kidney. You're going to give it to Derek?
Derek is our engineer, head engineer here. It keeps things running. Yeah.
Would you really step up and say, I got your back?
I'm going to be a, no pun intended, lily-livered coward and say no. I probably wouldn't.
Oh, you wouldn't?
No, I don't know. I don't think they would take my kidney after it's all been through.
Yeah, that's how you downplay the fact that you don't want to volunteer your kidney is to say.
To know embarrassingly that after they did a test, they're like, nah, no thanks. Thanks, but no thanks, Mr. Spisano.
I have done this. I had a coworker tell me about somebody in her life who she was worried about because they were on the waiting list.
Yeah.
And I said wholeheartedly, count me in.
Come on.
Pull me off the bench if you need me. And nothing came of it. She probably thought I wasn't serious. I don't know, because she didn't mention anything from that point on. But when I went home that night and I told my family, they were livid. They were not happy with me.
Wait, you really meant it?
I did. Yeah. Absolutely. If I have the power to save someone's life. I mean, maybe not you anymore, but no, I'm just kidding. Yeah, why not? I mean, people do it all the time, right? There's living donors all the time.
Yeah, you can live on one kidney. Yeah.
When I told my family, the kids were, this is a handful of years ago, so the kids were young. Mm-hmm. And my mother was like, you are a mother. What if something goes wrong? You're going to leave your children motherless?
To that man?
She didn't know who it was, but I was like, she was like, that's very honorable of you. Like, everybody was just stunned. Like, wait, you can't do that. You're a mom. I'm like, wait, so moms are off the table with giving organs?
I when I said that man, I meant your husband. Like, your mom was like, you can't die. Their husband will have the kids. That's what I meant.
Yeah, you know what? Her mind was probably thinking that way. You're dead.
Yeah.
I'm never going to see the grandkids. Your husband's going to probably move away. You're right. It's exactly what
you're
thinking.
So your mom was being a bit selfish on that moment there, right?
I mean, you are probably saying no. You jokingly say Lily Livered, but you're probably, there's a little selfishness.
I don't know.
I think it's okay to be a little selfishness or worried.
If it strikes you, it's meant to be, then it will happen. You can say, you know, just like anything. It's like, you know, when you, I don't like lobster. I'll never try it. But then you try it and like, oh, yeah. I mean, if this happens to my wife or my close family members,
of course it would. Everybody in your social circles to step up and donate. You would probably send out an all staff email.
Yeah, free 3D print with every kidney.
So
congratulations to
Noah Fast and Tammy Elliott.
What a true gift! Unbelievable. East Rochester Police Department.
Spezzano and Sandy. Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Oh, it's 98.9. 98.9 The Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy. Ladies and gentlemen of the Buzz fam, welcome to Spaziano and Sandy's 30-second pitch. Every week, someone right here from the Buzz fam gets 30 seconds only to pitch their big idea to our panel of judges, consisting of the one and only Sandy Waters.
Yay.
And our special expert judge, two-time Emmy Award winning producer and founder of Big Brand Ventures, Brandon T. Adams.
Hey. What up, money? How you doing?
Brandon, you've been a good friend of ours for years now, and thanks for being in on this. I mean, you are pretty much...
He's an expert at the pitch.
Yeah.
Tom, no pressure. He gets pitched every day. How many times a day? Like 100 times a day.
Way too many.
Yeah. But this is the most fun.
This is the pitch assembly line. It's just like a conveyor belt that goes into Brandon. So he's used to this. So, Tom, don't be scared. All right. You there, bud?
Okay, I'm there. Okay. Yes, I'm here.
So Tom from Pittsford, Tom's daughter, Emily, is a junior at high school and starting to look at colleges.
Oh, boy. Yep. It's a big moment for the family.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. She's looking at a couple of schools, Geneseo, MCC, SUNY Brockport. But there's one that means a lot to Tom.
Oh, okay.
Emily's grandfather, Tom's dad, went to Michigan State. Tom went to Michigan State.
Oh, no,
His younger brother went to Michigan State. And even their uncle still lives near there.
Yeah, I'm trying to convince my wife.
Your wife.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, you say your wife worries it's a little far from home, and also there's like a money thing, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
God, I might not even need to hear the pitch, but okay, go.
Tom, here are the rules. You have 30 seconds hard to give the judges your best pitch about your dilemma. Then they'll decide if it's a yay or a nay. And the goal is to get both the judges on board to give you a yay. So 30 seconds starts now.
Okay, I know Michigan State feels far compared to some of the other schools that she's looking at, but that campus has meant a lot to our family for a long time. You know, Uncle Jake met his wife there. Uncle Donnie's still in East Lansing. And, you know, and honestly, it's one of the places that helped me shape who I am today. And I'm not saying that Emily has to go there. I just love for her to visit the campus, see what it's like, and then maybe, you know, consider being part of the tradition, you know, before we rule it out.
Oh my God. Wow.
Yes. That timer got me stressed out.
Sandy, what do you think of Tom's 30-second pitch?
Hold on. Let me ask some questions here. So your wife isn't fully on board because of the money, you said, and because of the location, right?
The location is
mainly
a big deal.
Ah, I don't like the distance either, freshman year especially. And if she hasn't brought it up, she should be pitching you guys. So this is more of you living vicariously through your daughter. Does your daughter like Michigan State? Does she have any interest in it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's a Spartan.
There you go. Ah.
She really has interest, or you want her to have interest?
Does she know she's a Spartan? Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. Does she know? I mean, it's a great question. You know, I probably do have to check myself. But again, my pitch is to let's visit, let me at least kind of take her through, you know, what experience I had and you know, just kind of introduce her.
Yeah.
To it. You know, I'm not pitching kind of both of them.
Brandon T. Adams, what are you thinking here?
So I actually really liked the pitch. If I was going to critique you, money talks. And so if I were to add a little icing on it, keep your pitch how it is, but maybe throw in a whatever it is of if you're talking to your daughter, well, maybe help with some of the tuition, or if you're talking to your wife, maybe help with something else that can turn into monetary, because then you got the compassionate story, the family, and then, oh, by the way, but wait, there's more. Mm-hmm. And then I think you can get it closed.
Nice. All right.
Okay.
All right. So now, judges, we need to wrap this up and see what you think. Are you going to give us a yay or a nay? Mm-hmm. Sandy Waters, you go first. Take your bias out of it. Listen to his story.
I know. I'm just listening to the pitch itself, and I hate it. I hate everything about the pitch because it's all about you and your memories and your feelings and your attachment and your love for the college. Ooh. It had nothing to do with Emily, your daughter. So I'm going to say nay.
Wow.
Ouch.
Sandy.
I know.
Wow.
Harsh.
Well, Hey, there's I'm usually the harsh one, but I'm going to say yay.
Well, just because you got to, you know, it's got to be two yays.
You're not, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Go back, regroup. Next time.
I really appreciate both of you. Right. Yeah, thanks everybody.
All right, sounds good. All right, you guys, next time, tune in again for the one and only Spazano and Sandy 30-second pitch. Find out if you pass the judge's test right here on 98.9 The Buzz.
If you want to pitch us, just let us know. Go to socials 98.9 The Buzz or reach out to me directly, Sandy at RochesterBuzz.com. But right. I feel so bad because I did not hold back, but I hated everything about that pitch. It's like, you know what it is? Some parents, and Tom's not the only one, some parents want to live the college experience like it's a sequel. They live it, and now they want their kids to live it, and at what point does it go from family tradition to just plain old guilt, unnecessary guilt?
Yes, he was trying to pitch us on and how to deliver to his family that he wants his daughter to go to Michigan State, was it?
Yes, because he went to Michigan State, because his brothers went to Michigan State. It's one of those scenarios.
Yeah.
And it's like, is encouraging your kid to apply to the college that you went to, is that like, a family tradition, as he said it, or is that just selfish?
I don't know if it's selfish. I think tradition is big for a lot of families, and especially, you know, on Michigan State, that's a really good college. It's not like, you know,
that's going, expensive too.
Well, if everything's the kid expensive, right?
If the kid says, hey, listen, I know that there's so many people in our family went to Michigan State and I really want to, like my niece, she from day one when she was born, she wanted to go to Penn State, which is good. I don't know what my brother-in-law would have done if she did not want to go to Penn State.
So her dad went there.
And his brothers and sisters. I mean, it's exactly what Tom described. And I guess he would have been fine if she chose another. I don't know. I don't even know if she had a choice, really, to be honest with you.
I mean, like, I don't have this kind of world, like that. I went to college at Geneseo for 2 years. My brother went to FLCC.
I bet there's people, though, listening right now who would say that is what broke up their relationship or just changed their relationship with their parents.
I
could see that. If your dad's really pushing for Michigan State and you say, no, I don't want to go there.
Well, if he's paying, does she have a say?
But she's the one going to college. I still think that she has full say. I mean, you can mention, like, okay, what you can give me your thought, but you shouldn't have influence. I don't care if you're paying. I mean, okay, I take that back. If you're paying,
yes,
or if you saved money for this, you get a say as far as the budget. Not necessarily go to my alma mater because I went there and it's a family tradition. That irks me. I don't know why. It bothers me so much. Because you're living out your own dream through your kid.
If your kid wants to go to college, why not go to the college that you are familiar with? You know the ins and outs. You know where to go, where not to go. You know the vibe. You might even have some of the professors still lingering around.
This is kind of like family businesses too. I could just imagine the immense pressure. It's like an unspoken pressure take on the family business. You know what I mean? Like, you might not say it out loud, but the kids are feeling it. They're feeling the pressure.
They're feeling it, but they're living it, too. So they don't know, like they already know whether they want to do it or not. And a lot of them do, because that's all they know. They grew up with it.
What do you think? If Tom's going to pay for Michigan State full ride, he's going to pay for all of it. Mm-hmm. Do you think his daughter should have a say in where she goes?
I believe she should, but she should also consider the heritage and the tradition of, you know, all the people in the family that went there and what a great school it is. She should consider that.
God, then what if she fails?
Then it's not her. It's her fault. She's not going to fail.
It's like you take on the family business and you're not very good at.
Well, you can fail that. Work. Yeah, you can fail at that. But I mean, does anybody ever fail college?
Yes.
You drop out. Yeah. You don't do 4 years and end up like, oh, I failed.
If it's not you, you're living dad's dreams and not your dreams, then what if it goes bad? I don't like it.
I think that a lot of that, you know, it's not out of the blue. I'm sure there's Spartan logos everywhere, you know, the knight helmet with the green background. I'm sure it's been in their family, you know, subconsciously, like, you know, sweatshirts from the college, and, you know, that stuff has been all around her little world, you know, for forever. Yeah. So it only seems
the
natural.
Brainwashing starts when they're young.
Oh, God.
Would you have yayed or nayed that pitch?
I would have yayed the pitch because yeah, because like Brandon had said, you know, you offer this, you're just, you know, please at least give me a chance to show it to you, you know, to take a look around, dip your toe in the water, boom, like that.
You're not selling rental property. Let me show you. What is it? Like,
it's not a timeshare.
Timeshare, that's what I was looking for.
No, it's not.
See, it's just making it a timeshare.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you get a free meal out of it if you go through the tour. Hi, The Buzz.
Hi, this is Michelle.
Hey, Michelle. Good.
I want to weigh in on the failing thing.
Yeah.
Now, my daughter went to University of Dayton. Her father pushed her into some, not the college, engineering. Mm-hmm. Well, it didn't work out the first year. Fine. Well, she thought I was going to bring her home. Nope. And we switched majors to criminal justice. We had to take a couple classes at MCC in Brockport, and then she graduated with her class.
Mm-hmm.
Because I would not let her fail. That was a no. And so you just switch. But as far as where she went, it was up to her. She just had to get out of New York State. But in my opinion, like Sandy, it's up to this. I, like you said, it's up to the student person who should have a say where they go. I don't care
it's
who pays.
It's their life.
What.
Yeah.
This is like
right,
a big
exactly.
decision.
Exactly. Yes, live. It is. It is. Yeah. And not they have a choice. Now, you're limiting them to where you want them to go, and that's, they're going to resent it in the long
yeah.
run.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's why, I don't know if you heard the pitch or not, Michelle. I don't know if you heard the 30-second pitch or break before this. If not, pop onto the podcast. Okay, you can listen to it.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, but he's like, give me a chance to show you. Yeah. See if you like it. That's all he wanted to say. Yeah. All right. Thanks for the call, babe. Appreciate it.
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
On a Wednesday morning, as the clock ticks up to 9 o'clock, we're going to see 98 straight minutes of Buzz Tunes to keep you going all day long. And it's going to be sunny and 77 degrees, you know.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
I know.
It's going to be awesome today. Hopefully you can sneak out for a quick break outside. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow is Live Audience Thursday. Mm-hmm. Tyler from the M80s is going to be in studio with us.
Oh, my
Plus,
God. I love him so much.
Yeah, he's
such
a good guy.
Dude.
Plus, Rhonda and Chrissy from IDE is going to be in. And
nice.
Matt White is also going to be in. We're going to have a full show tomorrow.
Excellent.
We appreciate you listening. If you missed anything from the show, including the 30-second pitch, just go to Spisano and Sandy's podcast. Wherever you listen to podcasts or The Breakfast Buzz, we also have a YouTube page, 98.9 The Buzz. You can watch that pitch if that's more entertaining for you
exactly.
to watch it.
Yes, right.
Okay, it is time to say we out.
We out like the composure when someone ahead of you forgets how to four-way stop in Rondacoit. Don't you hate that? It's like, come on. Know the way to do it. Anyway, see you, bye.
Bye.
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spisano and Sandy. You're the best.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.